Hey, everybody, welcome.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome to another bonus edition
of
Small Town Murder, Twin Flames time.
Fuck yeah.
Here we go. You guys, actually, everybody out there are the people that brought this to our attention.
Thank you.
People said, you guys have to cover this Twin Flames. It's crazy because anything culty, we like to talk about. And
you brought this into my life, and it dominated my life for the past few weeks.
That's the thing. There's two documentaries about it, which are two three-part documentaries, one on Netflix, one on Amazon, and they're very different documentaries, too.
Yeah.
They come to the same conclusion, and that's the thing. It's not like one you go, I got a different view of him on this one.
Right.
You know how, like, the two Fyre Festival ones, like, the one that had Billy McFarlane in it, you could get a different view of him, maybe, in that one or so. This one, it's like, oh, these people are just huge assholes, no matter what angle you look at it.
Certainly two dicks.
So let's talk about Twin Flames here, which the premise of this the premise is that people who want to find their soulmate or want to find this, they just have a different name for it. They came up with a, you know, a branded name, Twin Flames.
A branded name that was already something.
But now that your Twin Flame is your soulmate.
Right.
And according to them, and we'll talk about these two assholes in a minute, but according to them, somehow God talks to them and tells them who your Twin Flame is, and then they tell you.
Yeah, you need them to tell you.
And then you're if you're on the right track or not.
Whatever religion, whatever the God is, whispers directly to them, tell them to look at this person.
It could be in another country. They could be right next door. You never know. Yeah. So that was weird. And there's several weird things. The first thing I found strange is, and especially this comes up in the Amazon documentary in the beginning, when they're talking about, well, how'd you find Twin Flames?
Yeah.
And all the members are talking, and they're like, well, I met this person, and I really connected with them really, really well, and it was like we were getting along, and I just felt so like I really wanted to be with them, and I was like, what am I experiencing right now? And I was Googling it. It's like, are you fucking stupid?
You don't know what fucking infatuation is?
You know what love is? Literally, what is this weird thing that I'm going on? It's fucking love, you robot alien weirdo. What the fuck is wrong with you? Have you ever seen a movie?
At minimum, it's called a goddamn crush.
Something. Have you ever seen a movie, read a book, watched television, seen any form of anything? Because that's what every story is about. You think you go, I connect that to like that movie I saw with fucking Katherine Heigl or whatever. I don't know what the fuck your romantic comedies are bullshit, but
I like this person, and I'd like to see them naked and smash my genitals together with theirs. That's what you feel.
And they're literally Googling strong feeling of attraction towards someone. Love, what is that? Like, it's what the fuck are we're not okay, everybody. Around the house with Sarah, we'll see things all the time, and we'll just randomly we'll go, we're not doing okay as a people.
It's just about over.
We're not okay if people can't.
If we don't fix this, it's certainly almost over. Because how do you not recognize that you interact well with this person and you have a good, strong emotional feeling? You don't equate that to actual love or affection? You don't understand that?
No, they don't. They think like they don't get. We can't recognize feelings anymore without Google. We don't trust ourselves to even recognize our own feelings. We have to Google them to see what our feelings are. That's fucking nuts.
Hey, Siri, what is this?
Dude, they literally did that, these women. It was fucking crazy. It was all the women.
Alexa,
I'm sure
why
the guys
is my pussy
too,
wet?
What's going on? No shit. Alexa, why do I have to change my underwear?
Why do I want to rub my clit?
I don't get it. Oh, my God. What is happening? So we got to talk right away about these two assholes who do this, who this is all stemming from, because it's only two idiots, just like every fucking cult.
Vast majority is one.
It's no.
You don't think so?
Fuck no. I think she's
really?
fuck. I think she's just.
And the only reason I say that is because he has zero skills apart from manipulating
people.
He has
she.
Fucking nothing. Yeah,
neither
you're
she.
Right.
Neither of them have skills.
She has ideas and he's like, we'll do it.
Her skill is to sit there and go, see, I'm a woman who's happy in a big house with my husband and that's what you want, so you should listen to us. That's her skill.
Right.
But her father says, no, this isn't her being drug along. She's always been like this.
Yeah,
She's manipulative and that's just how she is. And that's, he was saying, like, don't feel like she's, like, trapped in something. This is just as much her as it is him. And that's her own father.
Pate.
Megan. It's Jeff and Megan. She can call herself Shalia all she wants to.
It's Megan.
Listen, you fat cabbage-headed fucking bitch. It's Megan. And fat head, not fat, I'm saying, in general. She's got a fat cabbage patch
fucking,
head.
Yeah, it's her red taut head.
Yes, exactly. It's just ridiculous. And he is a fucking scrawny little fucking,
he's just this unctuous
little turd with his fucking beard and his hair and the look on his face. I would love to punch that smug fucking look right off his face.
Flat chest.
Yeah. Listen,
weirdo.
Pussy. Yeah. I'm not some chick you've mentally abused over Zoom for the last fucking 6 months. It's looking for for
love
here.
I'm not desperate for you to tell me to stalk someone.
Yeah.
I'll knock the fuck out of you.
I will kick your fucking ass. I'll beat you with her fat head. How's that, you fucking idiot? Take her by the feet and swing her at you. I hate you both.
Hit you with the heavy part, like a ball peen hammer.
Exactly. That's exactly how I thought of it. So, a little background on him, first of all, is he's just an asshole.
He's just a dork.
He's a dork. He's the type of guy who... He's the type of guy who, when he saw like videos could be put on the internet in the 2000s, there he was like, I feel like there's a living in this. Like he was ahead of his time in terms of people just being fucking tools, and he was an early adopter of toolness, basically.
An early tool.
Early tool, and she kind of she seemed to come from a very normal. They both came from very normal backgrounds
normal
too.
Shit. Yeah,
real normal backgrounds.
She's fucking Canadian.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And now on the Amazon documentary, they have his old friend from high school, like his childhood friend.
I love that so much.
I love that guy.
And that guy's so desperate to get his friend back.
He just wants the old guy, like before he was a fucking psychopath, alleged cult leader.
I love that he's like the whole thing is shaped around Jeff and Shalia helping desperate people get what they want.
Who's that?
Jeff and Fathead Megan.
There you go. That's better. I will not call her Shalia. I will not. Your name is Megan. That's how average you are. You're so average. Your name is Megan. Yeah. Megan's a normal name. You're not Shalia. You're not spiritual. You're a fucking white girl from Canada. Shut up.
Yeah. Stop with the rocks. Fuck
shut
you.
Up, Megan. It works perfect to say shut up, Megan, for some reason. It's just the perfect shut up name.
But the whole series, both are aimed around them helping desperate people get to a place of happiness. Yet Jeff has this boy who is so desperate to have his best friend back, and Jeff won't help him.
Nope. Well, they won't. They make everybody cut off from their lives.
Yeah.
They don't talk to their families either because that's what cults do.
Yeah, he's changed his name a bunch of times, too.
Oh, yeah.
Being a
dumb names.
Oh, God.
At least he went back to Jeff eventually. Yeah,
he's like, you know what? I can't do this Everton or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he would just tell people, my name is fucking, Optimus Prime now. And they're like, no, it's not.
No,
nobody
it's
wants
not,
to
Jeff.
Hear that shit.
Shut up, Jeff.
Shut up, Jeff.
Fuck you, Megan. It's your bad, chunky sideburns, Jeff.
Douchebag. So the weirdest thing that struck me that has just stuck in my brain for a while now is while they're living with this guy said they were a little weird while they lived here. They ate hot dogs three meals a day.
Breakfast, lunch
and
dinner.
Nothing but hot dogs. What the fuck? I love hot dogs, but holy shit. Are you every day?
I ate them for lunch
hot
today.
Dogs again? Yeah.
I can't eat that for breakfast.
Well, you're still burping them now. That's why.
Yeah.
Imagine just a constant hot dog burp going
sodium
on.
Sodium burp? Yikes.
Oh, God. Jesus. It smells like a hot dog.
Oh. And they weren't good hot dogs.
No,
they were
Oscar
Mayer's or Bar S.
If you want to know about Bar S, listen to Your Stupid Opinions because we did Bar S hot dogs on there. They actually sparked in the microwave. There's metal in them, for Christ's sake.
Christ's sake, there's metal shavings.
There's metal shavings. So, yeah, that's the three hot dogs a day. And then they eventually work their way up, quote unquote. I'm very hard air quotes on work.
Yeah.
They start this self-help sort of business, basically. And that's what it is. It's kind of like new agey. Because they'll do like Om, they do that shit. They mix like spirituality, religion, and self-help all in this I'll help you find your perfect soulmate fucking package bow on top of
and
it.
And all of that was worked from all these other stupid ideas of Jeff and Megan creating dumb shit on their own. And then he created some I have the cure to cancer.
He said
cancer?
He had the cure
you
to cancer.
You son of a bitch. How dare. And then he realized, oh, the legalities of this. I'll go to fucking prison.
But he said that he cured somebody's MS. And he posted that. And his friend was like, his friend posted, hey, you know, not trying to be a real dick or anything. Remember my mom died of cancer. And he said, you can cure cancer. And that's kind of annoying because my mom died of cancer.
It's offensive.
He didn't say sorry about that. He said, I only am sorry that I didn't have my gift back when I could have cured your mother of her cancer.
I'm so sorry I let her die without
because I didn't know. I wasn't enlightened enough yet.
Wow.
That's what an asshole he is.
The arrogance of this motherfucker.
That's what an asshole he is. And so they start all this up, and it's life coaching.
Yeah.
With the goal on finding your soulmate. That's all it is. It's life coaching because that's how they make their money because you go, how is there money in this?
Right.
The money is in the coaching. You have to pay $200 a month or $100 a month or whatever people's different levels of coaching was.
The different levels, you could pay up to like fucking $600 a month.
For coaching. That's for coaching. And sometimes the coaching wasn't even from Jeff and Megan. Sometimes it was just a video that they made for many people.
They and just forward you a link.
Yeah, they give you a link to it. And then sometimes it was some other person they've recruited to be a coach. And now you're paying and then they're – so then it becomes multi-level marketing with life coaching because they also encourage the coaches to recruit more people.
Right.
So then they'll get a piece of that and then Jeff and Megan get the lion's share of it. It's fucking – I've never seen a pyramid cult before. That's
a pyramid cult of life coaching, which life coaching in itself, in and of itself, is a fucking scam. And
it's not a product.
No, it's not a product.
No, no, it's not. So eventually, through all this, they make all this money and they decide, wow, paying taxes suck. You know,
this is awful.
It's bad enough. Not bad enough that we're not working for a living and we're doing this horse shit and stealing people's fucking money. But on top of that, I don't want to actually
fair.
Even...
It's not fair to not sell a product and make money from it and then have to give a portion of this money to the government. There isn't even a product. This isn't right.
Yeah, my hardly stolen money. It was hard. My hard stolen money and then you did this shit.
You're stealing from me?
So they said, let's make it a religion. And they made it a fucking religion to where now they are they don't have to pay taxes on their fucking crazy amounts of money that they get.
And he tells people that.
And he tells people that. And he brags. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. When they recruit people to be coaches, it's not just like you've really handled this program. You're a coach now. They have to take coaching classes that cost thousands of dollars, $2,500, $6,000. There's all these crazy levels. And it was like, holy shit, that's expensive.
To be a better coach, you take these classes.
Yeah.
And if you're a better coach, you make more money because you're the better. You've taken the better course.
Absolutely. And then it's just like how every multi-level marketing does. They want you to not have a day job. So you only work for them. That way you're stuck with them. Mm-hmm. And everything, all of your income is through them. All of your social network is through them. All of everything is through them. And that way you're stuck there and you have to listen to them. That's what a cult is. And that's what they're doing.
Sincerely amazing. And if you look at anything on social media of theirs, you can follow the trail of people that are involved in this. And every single one of them, because of these documentaries, have disabled their comments.
Yeah. Because of this documentary.
But they have thousands of followers.
40,000 they had.
Wow.
That's crazy. Jeff thinks he's Jesus.
Mm-hmm. No, Jeff. He says
he's Jesus.
If you look at the pictures, James,
if you look at the pictures, same guy. If you look at that drawing that somebody made, I look similar to that drawing because I grew my hair and beard in a similar fashion.
Because I didn't cut my face or my
head
for a while.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's a lot of guys sitting on off ramps that look just like you, Jeff.
And they're more likely to be Jesus than you also.
I'll bet you're right.
You know what I mean?
They're like, wearing sandals.
If I had to guess, if I had to guess, you're not the guy, I'm just saying. So this fucking asshole says he's Jesus. Says so he's saying not only are they just like, hey, I have some life insights and some things that you can do, some exercises that'll work. He says, no, this is from the heavens. I'm mystical and I'm God. So there's that. I'm the one. So Alpha holy Omega. Shit. You got these two dickholes. Uh-huh. Then you have their crew of people. And let's talk about some of the people that are in these documentaries. First of all, the one girl who really worked for them and was, I think, their CEO or some shit at one point or whatever the fuck, their top person.
She was the one in the financial in charge, too, CFO for sure.
So they cut to her in a quote, in an undisclosed location, it says, which is a single-wide trailer.
Yeah, or a mobile home. Something with tires for sure.
It had lattice around the bottom, though, if it was in place for a bit. So she... They cut inside to her. This girl, through the entire interview, is wearing a parka in her own living room. Now, I don't know why you'd wear a parka in your living room. I thought maybe she just always wears a parka, like Meg on Family Guy always wears a hat. But then later on, in like part three, they take her out to a restaurant. She's wearing normal clothes. She takes her jacket off. So I'm like, it must be freezing in her undisclosed single wide. I feel like she just can't afford heat.
She's in a deep, deep cave with stalagmites of fucking ice.
Stalagmites of ice and every video file that these people have ever made. Because she was in that power position, she has access to everything. So she has all of their hard drives that have all of their videos, shit that they don't want to be public.
Yeah.
Because if you've seen some of these videos,
oh, man,
it's disturbing.
They look like real dicks.
People are crying, and they're just like, what's wrong with you? Why don't you listen to me? Laughing in their faces, and just horrible people. And then saying, give me money, and then showing off their fucking houses, too. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about their finances here in a bit. But there's undisclosed location Parka Girl with her video files, which she could really hurt them because she has it all. She knows their financials and and all the evidence of it. Then there's the one girl who was getting... fucking the shit beaten out of her by her twin flame.
Yeah.
Some guy that she found and said and was choking her and beating her up. Yeah. So she went to them and was like, yo, this guy you told me is my twin flame. Because what happened, they don't just say, hey, we picked a name out of a hat. That's your twin flame. Go find him. You come to them and go, there's this person I really like and blah, blah, blah. And they go, actually, that's your twin flame.
That's who said they said that guy.
That's just who God told me last night. Totally. So glad we're on the same page.
Go get Terry and tell him that he lives with you now.
And then they tell them to, no matter what, to pursue them. Even other person's not interested.
Go get them.
If they're married, if they're not interested, if they get a restraining order against you, doesn't matter.
Send them nudes of you masturbating. Tell them to come over now and fuck me.
The one girl it might be the one in the unicorn pajamas that got the stalker one. She might be the craziest person on this whole, most unstable person on this whole.
There it is.
She's unstable.
She's desperate. She clearly has mental and emotional distress.
Absolutely.
And she is imposing it on everyone else because she wants so bad to be happy and have a relationship.
And now she lives with her fucking parents again, and she used to have a life and all this shit. But this guy... who she thought was her twin flame, and they told her was her twin flame. She went after him. He got a fucking restraining order against her, said, leave me the fuck alone. They saw the text saying, stop talking to me. I'm not interested. Please leave me alone. I'm going to get a restraining order. They did. And Jeff and Megan just kept saying, that doesn't matter. That's your twin flame. You gotta
go get him.
He just doesn't realize it yet. This is your fault. You're not doing the things you need to do to get him, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, but I don't understand. I got arrested and I was in jail. And they're like, but that's the price you have to pay sometimes. Like, no.
Are you a criminal? Do you feel like a criminal? I don't think you're a criminal. And she's like, no, I'm not a criminal. He's like, go get him then.
Because you're trying to give him the life that God wants him to have. That's not a criminal. Like,
what?
The fuck are you talking about? Then there was the girl, like we said, who was getting abused, and then there was that young girl who they just hooked up with some fucking drug addict who was 15 years older than her.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, that's your twin flame. And she was like, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
And then they made her move across the country to be with him. And then they made them like a, you know, like a come the up on stage.
Yeah.
Look, at aren't they happy? And even though they hated each other, they'd go up on stage and go, it's just amazing. And she'd cry. Oh, my God. It's so amazing to find your twin flame they when you finally do.
They started a GoFundMe for this girl.
Yes.
And for all of her housewares and down to the curtains. Like, they picked everything that that place was supposed to have. And then they showed a video of them in the place. It's like, ew, they have a terrible taste in decorating.
Bad taste.
The place looks like shit.
Yeah.
And they took... Other, they didn't send their money.
No,
they started a GoFundMe from other people.
Yeah,
so scummy. And then send that money to them, and then Jeff and fucking Megan get to decorate your place with other people's money.
It's fucking insane.
It's so wild.
So at first, your twin flame is anybody else on Earth. I mean, you could find somebody and go, I met this guy overseas when I went to a thing, and blah, blah, blah. That's your twin flame. Okay, well, you got to make that happen, and whatever.
Wow.
Then after a while, because of the stalking and because sometimes relationships don't work out.
Because those people aren't a part of this.
No. And Jeff and Megan there don't have any control over the other party because they're not in Twin Flames.
Because they're not part of this.
So rather than have these people go, I don't understand what's going on. He had me arrested again.
Yeah.
Like, rather than deal with that, they said, your Twin Flame now is only people in the group. God has brought all of these people together to be, because they're all twin flames. So that's what it is. No more outsiders.
We told God about the arrest, and he said, I'll do you a favor.
Yeah.
I'll whittle down the opportunities to from 7 billion plus to just the amount
in
the group.
That'll
make it easier for you.
That'll make it easier. So they make it only group members, but the problem is, think about a group that their goal is to find soulmates.
Yeah.
Which gender do you feel like is going to be more apt to sign up for that?
I think it's guys are more like, if I don't find my soulmate, maybe I'll find 30 women that I can fuck over
that's
the next 10 years.
You'll find guys that are really looking for that, but
sure.
It's just less common. It's just less common. So,
and, oh, James, the pool of those men is so shallow.
That's what I mean. The guy. That's a lot of these women are like attractive women. That's the fucked up part where you're like, you're like 33 and attractive. The one girl with the accent, the Dutch girl.
So cute.
You were saying Sarah goes, I don't understand what's going on here. And I go, she lives in America. She's pretty, has a nice body, and a cool foreign accent. When she goes out, every guy talks to her. What
there
the fuck
is.
Are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you're at some point, stop being so picky and maybe find somebody.
That might be her problem, though, is that it's too overwhelming. There's too many people that are attracted
it's too
to
I hate when that happens. That's her problem. It's too overwhelming. So she needs to cry and pay these people money. Fucking idiot. Then good. She deserves this. You know what? You fucking idiot. Then give them more money.
And then they paired her with a guy that just like... Boy, does he have something wrong with him, right?
Some weird German guy who's into
faraway gays and just a boring cat guy.
So obviously, after that while, they're hooking these people up, boom, boom, boom. But then they run out of guys.
Yeah.
They run out of men.
Yeah.
So rather than, and this is what drives me fucking crazy. This is how lazy Jeff and Megan are.
Yeah.
Jeff's supposed to be a big salesman. That's his whole thing, is he's a salesman. So rather than selling this to more men...
Oh, this would be the easiest sell of all time.
To say, we have so many women here that we ran out of guys. We have so many women looking for guys to fuck.
Yeah.
Anybody on... you get them in there.
$6,000, and I guarantee you I can get you laid.
But not only that, you could fucking discount them even.
Yeah.
Even say, for guys, it's going to be half price because we need more. The women wouldn't have cared. They want more guys in there. So that way, instead of doing any of that, making any effort to get more guys in there, they just started pairing off the women, even the women who were very straight and were like, no, I want a man with a penis.
Yeah.
I want a hairy back and a penis is what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. And they were like, how about Cheryl? I think Cheryl is yours now. Or how about Anne? And we'll just call her Dan and make her a guy now. I swear
call
to God.
Dan the man. Anne the man is what they were calling her.
And then he just said, how about Dan? Why not Dan?
She's like, I kind of hate that name.
What they say is, and this comes from Megan, looking at her fucking geode crystal horseshit things that they ordered that are really expensive.
I can't imagine how much she paid for that. That thing's probably $5,000. Thousands of dollars.
Those big giant things.
And she got two of them.
She sat there with them every day.
Yeah.
And said talked to them. And she was told by them that they were a couple.
Yeah.
These pair of fucking crystals.
That was sawed in half.
They're a couple. And one of them is masculine and one of them is feminine. So then they get this whole thing that it's the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So everybody inside of them is a masculine or a feminine. They don't know. Yeah. So they basically just started pairing chicks off and going, well, you're a masculine and she's a feminine. So not like, okay, you guys, you know, just finger each other. Yeah. It was, you are now a guy, start transitioning.
And that is what they told them.
They told them that.
Start transitioning.
Literally said, I'm not calling you Ann anymore. I'm calling you Dan now. Start transitioning. And they were like, well, I'm not really comfortable with that. I don't feel like a man. And they were like, well, you are. So,
and to where he's bullying, sending emails saying, your husband hasn't chosen a name yet.
Yeah.
Dude, what?
Well, Ann still feels like a woman. That's why. Ann doesn't want to be a guy right now. Yeah. If you want to be a fucking guy, great. But these people didn't want to be. They didn't want to fucking transition.
That was the other part.
Anything.
Anne and her wife, because they got married. Anne and her wife were fine just being a lesbian couple. They were happy about it.
They left men and their lives
and careers to be this.
Yes, they were very happy together. And they were like, put a dick on you. Sorry. But she likes her tits. I don't understand it. All this because you can't recruit fucking men.
Right.
That's all it is. So let me get this straight. It is easier. It's easier to get a woman to change genders than it is to get a man to want a long-term relationship. That's remarkable. That is a fucking remarkable statement on society and human beings in general.
What a lesson we've learned.
Gee, wonder what's going on out there. Why people are sad. I don't know.
Why is it so fucked up, you guys?
Yeah, it's too easy. That's why. These guys can get laid once in a while. They have these apps. They can get laid once in a while. And they're like, well, that got that out of my system for at least a month or so. I don't have to fucking get. And then they don't get married now. It's fucking nuts. And the women
the
are
other
still
part
wanting
is like,
to get married.
Well, it's a general statement, obviously. But when you have someone that that wants a relationship and somebody that's just willing to fuck every now and again, once that person fucks and comes, because it's always the guy.
Yeah.
Once he comes and then she wants to like do things over the next couple of weeks and he chooses not to do that and doesn't call her again, it's him going, you know, that it's easier just to fuck her from time to time and never have to deal with any of that.
A lot of guys are not looking for.
Right.
If they can get sex outside of a relationship, they don't want the relationship.
Right. Milk and cows, guys. Nobody wants
to. A lot of guys are like that, and we're not saying you guys should get married when you're. Right. Trust us, it's not what we're saying. I don't think anyone should get married ever. Probably, no. I don't know, or maybe they should. I don't fucking care what you do.
You know, masturbation's fine.
It's great.
It's super
fucking
easy.
Work it out. So if things aren't working out for you, even though they have told you exactly what to do, who to be with, how to act, what your gender is, and everything else, if you're still not happy with stuff, it's your fault.
You did it.
Which this is where there's a happy medium between, because I don't like some therapists are nothing is your fault.
Yeah.
And some, which I think is ridiculous, therapy should be, well, you're being a fucking dummy. I want a therapist that goes, well, what do you expect, stupid? Jesus Christ. Think for two fucking seconds. That's what people need sometimes.
Sometimes there's a common denominator to these problems.
And it's you. Yeah. So there's some happy medium between that and this where everything's your fault no matter what. Like if this guy who was like had a history of drug abuse that the lady was with, he was doing drugs again and like selling their furniture. Well, that's your fault. No, it's not. You hooked me up with a drug addict and told me I had to be with him. That's not my fucking fault.
And then he robs ideas from other places, like the mirror
he's a hack.
And, because he's a hack. He's a fucking thief.
The mirroring is what we got. That's what we're getting at.
That's this thing. And it's this trick of just like rewording your problem and your story to make you the fucking aggressor and the victim, and you're doing it to you.
Yep. You take all names and pronouns out and replace it with you, with me, and your own name. So if you're, let's say the guy you're seeing doesn't want to talk to you because you set his house on fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's, well, you were trying to light candles in his front yard and right. he's upset about that. You have to switch that to, I'm upset because yeah. I set his house on fire and I did that and I. So it's all I.
And I stopped him from wanting to communicate with yeah. me.
Even to the point where some guy's cat doesn't like him and they say to do it with the cat, where you go.
And this motherfucker, he should have been, there's no fucking way it worked. And he no. should have come, he should have been honest and said, you guys, that, of course it didn't work because they're fucking cats and they have no idea what I'm talking about.
This is fucking ridiculous. This is asinine. And
I put tuna fish in my hand and now they like me.
Now it's, yeah, oh, it's weird. And then I did a mirroring exercise and... So the mirroring thing, yeah, they have to do this, and they tell them if these people will be crying, this terrible thing, and they go, well, mirror it out. I mean, do the mirror and see what's up. And they're like, okay. And they're like, you didn't do. I'm upset because I did this and not. So even if somebody ran you over with their car, you'd say, yeah. I ran me over with my car. That's what you'd say because it's yeah. all your fault.
Ridiculous.
I'm not kidding. That's literally yeah. what you'd have to say.
And it doesn't make any sense.
Bob ran me over with his car. You'd say, I ran me over with my car. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It makes no sense. And they confuse these poor people.
Right. And that's, I think that's a lot of hustle and those just take advantage of people's situations. That's what it is. It's just fast talking and swirling of heads and swirling of eyes until the people have no idea what's yeah. happening.
Yes.
And then they're so far involved. And it's it'd be mad embarrassing to be like, I got involved with all this and I got taken advantage of. I got robbed.
That's
I'm an idiot.
The thing. Because
that's embarrassing.
Once you're into this and you find your twin flame, that's all you're posting about. Yeah. That's all you're talking about to yeah. just go up oh, completely mistaken in everything I thought in life. Nobody likes to do that.
Everything I've said over the last 3 years online and to other people was all bullshit. And I just realized it and yeah. I feel really dumb.
I just got taken for a bunch of time and money. Stupid and money. Of me, huh?
3 years of my life and yeah, all my money.
Emotional capital. Like,
idiot.
It's fucking wild. Like there's no way for you to, there's no way for it to ever be their fault, which is just.
Is it
Jeff
genius?
And Megan.
Or is it fucking diabolical of these two to do it like this? Because
they just said, what's a multi-level marketing where we don't have to actually make a product? Because that's yeah. kind of hard. Isn't
that's
there something we
the
can
ass.
Just do where
There's
we just make YouTube videos?
Yeah.
yeah. You actually have to come up with a product. Like
right.
LuLaRoe, big multi-level marketing and all that. But they, at some point, had a shitload of leggings that people actually wanted to buy. So
yeah.
that's
yeah.
a business. This yeah. has nothing. There's no, it's just There's... these two bullshitting you.
Oh, God.
Life coaching. And if they just
Videos.
Said, hey, we're life coaches,
yep.
and you pay for life coaching, that's fine, because then the people can take the advice right, or not, right. cancel if they don't, but they don't. They get them into this whole deal.
Yep.
Some of the people they were having living at their fucking house.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Brianna girl that was living at their house with the woman who they said now is a guy, even though Brianna said yeah. she's very straight, which makes
right.
no fucking sense.
And the person that they had... Did they make that person transition, or was that person willing to do it in the first place? I don't know.
Remember.
I don't think they said.
That one. I don't remember
but
on that
she
one.
They sure seemed like they were fine being a woman before.
That's what made no. They were both straight women.
Yeah. Right,
and right. they were like, well, no. You two now go together, and you're just a guy. And they're like, but what? I don't want to be a guy, and she doesn't want to fuck a woman, so this is really weird. Like, why are we doing this?
And then somehow they convinced her to do it anyway.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Oh.
They keep convincing these fucking people to do crazy shit, and then for this,
yeah.
like, here's what I get. Okay, like, most cults in yeah. the past, like, if you think yeah. of, like, Jonestown as, like, a cult, or if you sure. think of, like, Heaven's Gate, because I think uh-huh. of that more like... I think of this more like those than I would of like something bigger. So like Scientology or something.
Okay.
That's a business. That's a
yeah.
business. Whereas
yeah.
this is like half cult, half business. It's a hybrid of like Scientology mixed yeah. with
and destroying people's
Heaven's
lives
Gate.
on a much larger scale, Scientology. Yeah. yeah.
But like Jim Jones still, even though he was fucking people in the ass and doing all this mm-hmm. weird shit and mm-hmm. controlling them, he was still also living in a hut in Guyana.
Right.
These two would never do that.
No. They bought a
never.
Fucking house with acreage in the nicest part of Michigan.
They would send everyone else to Guyana, and then they would fucking like just send them video links here's us from our house. This is what you guys should be doing now. Till the fields, guys. Come on. Let's get some cane growing.
With nothing inside their house, too.
Yeah.
That's the other part is they buy this giant douche house with all this, all the trimmings of like the landscape, the pool, the fucking jacuzzi, all these.
Well, it's all the front. That's why.
It's all bullshit. Like it's all a facade because you go inside the house and it's like Lenny Dykstra when he was foreclosed. There's nothing inside it. It's empty. Even up to and including who they've got living in the basement, their rooms are fucking sparse. It's just a shitty bed.
That's all it is.
With nothing. Nothing.
It looks like a fucking 20-year-old NBA player bought it. Like, they just bought a big house, and they're like, I don't know what fucking furniture. I need a bed. I got a TV. Like, I don't know what the fuck
I'll find
like.
A decorator like. Later, man. I got
the
house.
I don't know. Shit. Yeah.
Look at this motherfucker.
I'll have some chick I'm fucking doing. I don't know. Like,
I'll leave it like this and have MTV come over anyway.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, because look at my house. It's huge. But, like, the Jim Jones lived in a hut. Fucking Marshall Applewhite fucking... lived at the house in Heaven's Gate with these weird people.
Yeah.
Like, these two are like, give us your money, go fuck yourselves. Then they have no problem showing off. They don't just show off like there's a video of them walking up to the house. They're like, here's our house. It's amazingly beautiful, custom built. I'd like to show you this very expensive here. Here's my cars. Just bought a new, what does he say, Jimmy?
Porsche.
Porsche,
fuck
which
you.
Drove you crazy. $100,000. Porsche.
I cannot stand a guy that knows nothing about cars calling something the wrong name.
It's Porsche.
The only people that say Porsche are rich douchebags that don't know fuck about this car.
I thought that was like an 80s thing. Like in the 80s, everyone said Porsche.
That idiot with the rolled up fucking jacket sleeves going, this is my Porsche.
Because
you don't know anything about that car, man.
In the 80s, everything was trying to be very European.
Yeah.
That's
why.
And Porsche sounded more European than Porsche. So they said Porsche. But now everybody just says Porsche.
It's a Porsche, man.
It's a Porsche. And he says, I got a Porsche. And then he's like, this is one of the greatest Corvettes you can buy. And he's got one of the new douche vets.
Yeah.
Which.
It's a 2019. It's not even like
the
new ones.
No.
But it's new enough. But it's yellow. Nobody likes a yellow car. And he's like, these are called ground effects.
Ground effects. He's talking to everyone like they're a fucking 4-year-old.
It's literally fiberglass that you bolt onto the car. Like, these are called ground effects.
These are effects. Ground effects. Then, when they're in the car, they ask them, do you guys ever feel weird about taking all this money from people and flaunting this car?
Yeah.
And, you know, flaunting all this. And what does Megan say? Do you remember this?
Oh, God. Tell me what she said.
Megan said, no, not at all. I'm actually, it's really nice that we get to bring people joy because everyone likes to see something beautiful drive by. So actually, we're doing everybody a favor by giving them something beautiful to look
at. We're showing them our Corvette and they love it.
That gives them joy. That's literally what she said. That's,
wow.
That's twisted. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're doing prosperity gospel shit, like just like religion does. Not all religion, but some religion has prosperity gospel where it's like, the fucking pastor has a fucking big car and a big house because that's what God wants. God wants him to have fucking rings on every finger and jewels on him and shit. Right. That's what God wants. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
So, and that, by doing that, you're actually doing the world a favor by showing them beauty.
My $100,000 mid-size SUV.
Yeah, my $100,000 Honda CR fucking V. Perfect. Dude.
Porsche Cayenne.
The balls on people.
Honest
to Christ.
Can you imagine
that fucking shit? Just having the balls to say that out loud in front of a camera even?
And this car is so special, I only wear these sunglasses in it.
Yes. These are my only Corvette sunglasses. I only wear these.
And Jim, look, it's no secret you have a Corvette, but it's like a specific 71. One. But do you ever call it the Corvette or do you say Vette? It's your Vette, right?
It's my Vette and the other car. It's not a fucking new one that was $120,000.
Right.
Mine costs less than a used Toyota Corolla. It's a 71. It was,
My point is just that anybody that drives a Corvette, they never say Corvette.
No, Corvette.
It's your Vette.
Yeah. And anyone who drives new vets are usually douchebags.
Douchebags. Or NFL douchebags. Players that wreck them into a woman and her dog.
They just go, what goes real fast? And yeah. They go, oh, shit, the turbo vets are fucking fast.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I could
that.
Get a Lamborghini for $400,000, or I can get this Corvette for $150,000.
Yeah,
that's what
just
they
as fast. Yeah, so, right. Yeah, we're, yeah, mine, it's, I love an old car. It's a 71. Yeah, fucking lines
the smell
on it.
Of an old yeah. car carburetor yeah. and carbureted oat. Carbureted engines smell yeah. amazing. I love and the old smell of the interior, oil, the glue,
yeah, the glue, the leather, the
all
fucking,
of it smells amazing.
The carpeting, yeah, yeah, you smell that carpeting.
If it's 40 yeah. years older, it all smells
it's great.
Fucking amazing.
It's
amazing. So cool.
And they don't make look the Corvette I have. They don't make cars like that anymore no, with the big shape of it and all.
Right,
that. It's fucking
big,
unique
sexy
as shit.
Sexy long lines.
Yeah,
and,
it's
yeah.
cool as shit. So
I just don't do it.
He's just a douchebag. He's like, yeah, yes. look at my bright yellow Corvette, man.
Yellow Corvette.
Fucking Tool.
Nobody, there's not even a song about it. Nobody ever
no.
says, you know, it's cool, a yellow Corvette. Nobody
no.
says that.
Prince didn't say, little yellow Corvette. That
nope.
wasn't the song.
Yellow anything is never cool. Not even no. the submarine. All the
his
yellows
is,
are bad.
His is yellow and black, too. It's like a weird, like a Steelers
it's,
car.
Yeah, like
or
a fucking, like Bumblebee. Like a knockoff Bumblebee.
He was super into Striper when he was a kid. Like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
Hilarious.
Stupid asshole.
Yellow's bad for cars, sir. Now you know.
Now you know. I mean, they're
James...
good when you want them to be seen.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah,
what he's
yeah,
looking
yeah.
for.
Jesse James would never build a yellow motorcycle. He said yellow's the same color as chicken, and nobody wants to be a chicken. You don't get
no.
yellow anything.
Yellow stands out, though.
Yeah.
In a crowd,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you couldn't hear the Corvette, well, now it's right. bright yellow, too, just so you don't miss the guy in there with his special sunglasses on.
But if you want a yellow, if you want to stand out, you get orange or red. That's what you do.
Yeah, yeah,
you get,
yeah. That is
those
Ontario
would stand
orange.
Out. And you
old
don't get
color.
Fucking yellow.
You don't get yellow. He's just a tool. And it's not only that, though. It's everything they have.
Everything.
They have to show you why it's the best thing you could have.
And it's all douche.
They're all those people. Because yeah. even like the pool, they're like, you like our pool? And they're like, we
right.
keep it a few degrees warmer than than most people because we like it warm. We don't like the cold water.
Oh,
like,
God.
Just, we can afford to do that. Everything yeah. is just we can afford. Look at that view. Isn't that view beautiful? The landscaping. This is our house. This is this. Oh, my God, guys. We're living in this fucking dream, man. We went from the ghetto to here.
Yeah.
We fought our way up. It's like you
5 years
people.
Ago, we were eating hot dogs for every meal.
Yeah, which now we only eat it twice a day, so it's
now we have McDonald's for breakfast.
Yeah, so it's, you do it by
head,
choice.
That's why her head is swelling.
Just her head swelling the fuck up. And that's the other thing too, when they talk about her specifically, that father, her father looks so sad. I felt for that
oh
guy.
He's so he really is. He's
at the end of the Amazon doc, he is.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt your dad when you're a daughter,
no.
and like especially if you're obviously your father, you don't want to hurt your daughter. But as you're growing up, you just don't want to disappoint dad as a daughter. That's got to be. Just don't make me cry. That's what I want to tell my daughter so bad.
I would say she did more than disappoint him because
yeah.
he actually said Megan is dead.
Yeah.
To me. Megan, yeah. The Megan I know is dead, and this other, he called her Shalila, which I think is funny. He didn't even get her name right.
Didn't even get her name right.
I thought that, that's how little he cares about her new bullshit name. Shalila, or whatever she calls herself.
She stepped all over the name I gave her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wiped
which
her ass
like,
with it.
That was my mother's name. That was my grandmother's name that I gave her, and you know, now
she's
it's
going by
Shalila.
Or Shalila.
Some
or
horse shit. I don't know what the fuck she wants. This fat-headed fucking cabbage patch twat, he calls her.
Ukulele.
But he said, she's dead. And now
yeah.
there's this person. And he goes, I don't have any desire to know this person.
It's fascinating.
So the other thing, and this is, you can talk all about cults and money, yeah. and it's all a matter of opinion because there's no definition of cult.
There isn't.
There's no, think about, tell me
yeah.
what's a cult. Explain it. And
oh.
you go,
That's so frustrating.
How do you do that? Exactly. And that's what cult people...
You know what it is. That's the definition.
And that's what cult people use all the time, because they ask Jeff about that. But what about people saying this is a cult? He goes, what's a cult? That's always their answer, because there's no definite thing to that. But a cult is much like the Supreme Court said about pornography. You know it when you see it, to me. You know what I mean? That's what they said. You know,
like,
when you see it, and that's what they said. You know when you see it.
A cult is much like the Supreme Court in that you know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it. The robes and everything else, yeah. It's all there.
You see it, you know.
You know.
There they are.
There they go. So
1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 9.
So that's like, oh my God. So
it's a cult though, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I mean. Well, this is the part that makes it a cult to me. Yeah. Like all the rest of it, you can. It is totally, to me, in my opinion, a cult. But then when you take this part of it, it takes it well over the top.
Yeah.
And past Charlie Manson level cult.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is.
Go ahead.
That is fucking writing off your family and being told by Jeff and Megan to tell your family to go fuck themselves, block your family. They're only standing in your way of your twin flame.
So when you do that and you funnel all benefit of the group up to a person or a team of two people, you know what I mean? When there's a head of this whole beast and that's where everything's going to, that's a fucking cult.
It's
when
a pyramid cult is what they have.
Yes, the main person or two people at the top are getting everybody's everything. That's a fucking cult.
Remember the vampire pyramid scheme episode? Yeah. Like, that's what this is. This is like a love pyramid scheme, weird cult.
It's just two people at the top of a pyramid sucking and sucking everything up.
And there's people that have because the Netflix documentary starts out with somebody's mother calling the local police in Michigan to say, can you look into this to see if people are being like held against their will or whatever because our daughter won't contact us anymore and all this type of shit. So they're getting people to completely write off their families, block them on every form of everything, and do all that kind of shit. And then after a while, so now they're in this thing where they pay Jeff and Megan. They make all their money coaching through Jeff and Megan.
Right.
Their relationship is through Jeff and Megan.
Right.
They have no family anymore because they've wrote them all off for Jeff and Megan. So now they have complete and total control over this person to the point where they can make them transition to a different fucking gender against their will.
Yeah.
That's a cult.
And
period.
Yeah. And there were allegations of sex trafficking too, which has to tie back into the gender reassignment, whatever, and the pairing. If you're pairing people up with people, that's fucking sex trafficking.
I mean, I guess not if they're willing to do it. How can you say it's sex trafficking if they're actually going into their bank accounts and paying you money for the privilege? Point. At that but point, if you didn't do it, it would be theft of services. Or it would be the opposite of that. It would be non-fucking...
But they didn't want that in the first place. They were paired up. So that's fucking...
It's fucking weird. It's a bait and switch.
Isn't that prostitution of some sort?
I get. But once they... But I don't... Dating services would put people together all the time. I mean, there's so much fucking gray area here in terms of the legalities of it and the... Because, again, too, being in a cult is not against the law.
It's not.
Having a cult's not against the law.
It's not.
And that's what the cop says. The cop, when they go talk to Jeff,
they go visit him. Yeah.
They go visit him because multiple people called, and the guy said, they're saying you're running some kind of cult here. And Jeff's like, no, that's crazy. I don't know. What's a cult anyway? And the guy's like, listen, you know... All I'm saying is...
I know your tricks right now.
Yeah. And the cop's like, I don't give a fuck either way. Yeah. All I'm saying, I'm getting phone calls and I'm investigating them to the point of I won't get in trouble if something happens later. Like, now it's a matter of culpability and liability for me.
But it's wrapped all the way up to Jeff knows and he's rehearsed exactly what to say point of interaction. Because once they sit him, because he goes down to the police station
and
everything. And he sat down and says the exact right words that are legal and get him out of and wash him of all culpability. Whatever those fucking words are that he said were the ones that the cops are like, you're absolutely right. All right, I'll see you around.
The only thing they were checking on, because the only law they could be breaking are you holding people against their will.
Yeah, right.
Outside of that, people, right? It's perfectly legal to have a big cult and have people giving you all their money. You know, that's perfectly legal. That's their it's a free country.
Stay in your house. Yep.
You can let anybody stay in your house. Anybody's allowed to give you money. You're allowed to give anybody else fucking money as long as they're not unhappy about it and is, you know, acquired fraudulently. If they're happy to give you money, you're happy to take it. That's business. That's capitalism. So
you betcha. It's an open market.
The cops have nothing really to do, and that's the thing with, like, Heaven's Gate. What are they going to do, bust in there and go, hey, your fucking haircuts are terrible. Everybody against the wall. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. Fucking
kick
in,
the shoes
in the cuffs.
Off. Let's go.
Yeah, you're all wearing the same shoes, getting cuffs right now. Like, they can't do that. That's...
Jesus.
You're allowed to do whatever you want. So until the point where it gets to people are offing them fucking selves and shit like that, then, you know, then it's a matter, but it's too late then.
There's got to be bodies, right? There's got to be bodies eventually.
When I was watching the Amazon documentary, I thought Brianna had killed herself the entire documentary because
they kept going with the past tense. I thought she was gone.
They're talking to her mother and not her, number one, which made me think that's a bad sign.
It's a good clue. and her aunt. Her whole fucking family. They talked to all of them except for her. It's like,
and
oh, God, there's a bot.
Footage of her, and I'm like, oh, no, they're going to say she killed herself. Eventually, someone here, like that unicorn girl, she's got to be on the edge. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. She's sitting there like the look on her face is of a, you don't even need to hear her talk. You go, you need help.
She's,
you need mental
help.
She's
damaged. Yep.
Just the look in her eyes, she needs mental help and you can tell. Not trying to be insulting. Just, you know a crazy person when you fucking see one. She's been through the mill here.
She's desperate to be loved.
Desperate and so desperate that she'll do whatever the fuck these idiots say. Right. And it's all based on the fact that Jeff and Megan sit there and say, look at how perfect our life is.
Look how happy we are.
Look how happy we are. Isn't this what you want? They talk about how they fuck.
Ew. Gross.
They talk about how they fuck and how it's just the best fucking ever and it's spiritual and there's souls meet.
It's two people intertwined and it's sticky and that smell is divine.
Ooh, that smell. You know that song? I love that song. Gotta smell that smell. I love it, man. I'll tell you what.
Whole room, that's the smell.
That's the smell. That's what that song's about.
And that's why we're perfect. And if you pay us $6,000 a month,
you'll
can
be
find
doing
this.
The same thing.
What?
And some of the life coaches, too, that they hired didn't have their own twin flames. So who the fuck are you going to take? Why am I taking advice from you?
Right.
Who the fuck
You're
are
single,
you getting advice from? Yeah. At least those two can go look at our example.
Yeah.
That's the, I love when they're, I don't love, it's, I want to punch them, but when they're trying to get Ann to be Dan.
Yeah.
And she's like, just not feeling it. I mean, I just feel like a woman, always have, just don't feel like a guy, you know, and, you know, whatever. And they're going, no. He says, look at me, Dan. Look at me, Jeff
don't
says.
Don't you want to be like me?
He goes, don't you look at me and you go, man, I wish I could be like him. Don't you want to be more like me?
No, not even close.
That's his cell?
Yeah.
Don't you want to be more like me?
I saw you kiss Megan, and the way you kissed her, you don't like women, I don't think.
Thank you. That was my closer. My closer in this whole thing is Jeff is gay as shit. That's exactly what I have as my last note.
I just threw up.
Jay, you think you did too? That was a great noise. My last note was Jeff loves cock.
Oh, boy.
He loves it so much that he has set up this whole fucking system of people and everything to stand between him and cock so he can't get to it.
Please don't make me suck any more cocks. I love it.
That's he loves it so much. He's like, I will, her and him and Megan, I'll fuck Megan. I'll pretend like I want to fuck Megan. I'll act like I'm the perfect masculine. Yeah. Everything masculine, masculine. Motherfucker, you could hammer in a nail. I would pay to watch you hammer a fucking nail. Pay. And I'm not a
change the oil in your Corvette,
okay,
motherfucker.
I can't do that, so that's
yes,
I'm not
can.
Saying that. I don't know how to. I don't know anything about
I'll
cars.
I'll show you. It's
I'm
a
sure
plug
I could
and
if
an
you
oil.
Taught me, but
he couldn't. He I didn't know how to He wouldn't know how to get under the fucking car, James.
That's true. But I can, like, nail things and build, like, I can do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll take a tree and drag it and I'll, you know, move it up. I do stuff like that. But.
If the tire blows on that Corvette, he doesn't know how to put a new tire on.
I can fucking jack it up
he
and change it. I can do that. Yeah, no,
no
he's not
way.
Doing that. No, and not that you have to fucking be able to change a tire to be straight.
But
when
if you
all these
be,
factors are together.
If you know what masculine is, you can fucking do it.
Well, that's my point is he keeps talking about how he's so masculine.
Yeah.
That's he's like, I'm a fucking lumberjack.
Right.
Like, I grew a beard. Look at this. I'm so sick of guys growing a beard, and that makes them not you, obviously.
Yeah, I get it. You
but growing a beard to fucking make people, look at me, I'm a man now. I'm not afraid of you still. Just because you had a pussy weak chin and you grew a fucking beard to cover it doesn't mean you're tough now.
And
shut
that's what he
up.
Has, the weakest chin on the
weak
planet.
Chin.
He has a tiny
weak
little
chin.
Button.
That's it.
Little bitch chin.
Little bitch chin fucking asshole with his fat cabbage patch headed fucking wife. Fuck both of these two.
And he thirsts for cock and it drives
cock.
Him
wants
bananas.
It. And Megan fucking knows it. You can see the look on her face the whole time. She knows how bad she wants cock, but goddamn it, this is her fucking star to hitch her shit to and she's going to do it. She doesn't care.
And did you see? I don't know if you know this yet. I might be breaking news to you. They just had a baby.
Oh, gross.
Can you believe it?
Oh, and the one they were trying to have the baby and
they have one now. They just I think July the it's brand new this year. Just born.
I and forgot it, about the miscarriage in the Netflix one.
I don't think she was ever pregnant, James.
I don't either. I think
I don't believe it.
Too.
I think it's bullshit.
I think 100%
bullshit.
You're right.
I think they lied their fucking asses off like he's been lying about loving pussy. Yeah. I think they lied. But they definitely
love Megan and we have the best sex. And I never
right
pretend
her
pussy's
her
a butthole,
pussy.
Ever. I never pretend it's a butthole. Never. It's not.
Would she sucks it? I never pretend that those are a man's whiskers on her fat face.
I like it all. I like it to be just hairy and with your lips on it. And I love a pussy. I just love it. So...
he's so gay.
The baby
that
they said they were going to have
that
they didn't have. Do you remember them, what they said about that baby?
Oh, Jesus Christ. There was so much in that section that I should have written it all down. I was steaming mad because I was like, how do you guys not understand? They're lying. How do you not get it?
They said this baby is like a divine being.
Right.
Who's its own twin flame.
Right.
That it will never marry or be with anybody because this baby is like...
That's exactly why I thought it was all lies. Because they were like, now it can't be a part of this. That's because it's so divine.
Because this baby is who? That baby's Jesus to
that's
them.
That's right.
That they are having a baby Jesus because they're divine and all this shit. So this
and
is the craziness.
When the miscarriage happened, that was their excuse, was that the baby was too divine for this world.
Wasn't ready yet. It'll be back later.
Liars.
Full
you never were pregnant
shit.
Because you couldn't get him to put his penis inside of a vagina. That's
why. Such good sex. Oh, my God. I just fuck her pussy so much. I just can't help but pound it. I just love it. I taste it too. I get down and I lick it. It's just.
I don't believe a word
it's
of it.
Good. That's. I'll just say that.
I love a pussy.
I just love a pussy. My God. They're so good. I love a pussy.
I love them so much. I do the can.
Yep. Oh, my God. Just an avalanche of vagina is my dream.
I dance like the Rockettes when I see them.
Jesus fucking Christ. So their baby too strong for this world.
Yeah, and now their new one evidently is not too strong. It's another pussy.
It's a normie.
It's a normal. That's a normal weak chin, fat faced little pussy.
I feel like they were mixing like Twilight mythology in there too with that. Like they knew their audience. You know what I mean? That with these 30-year-old women, they were like mixed Twilight in with like religion and a little sprinkle a little of that on. A little Alularo in there, and
it's you know, we're supportive what it does,
of
it
trans
right.
people, but we but, will force you to be a trans person that we'll be supportive of, which is not the
opposite.
Where the fuck does that come
that
from?
That came out of left field, man.
I'm confused as fuck about what's going on there. They confused the shit out of me because there was the one
constantly.
Trans girl there who had the was saying she. Found some cowboy guy up by Syracuse in the middle of nowhere.
Ooh, that was frightening to me because I thought you can't tell a trans girl to go get that cowboy.
Exactly.
They are the worst to fucking because
that
try
cowboy
to...
might want to fuck her.
Right.
But that cowboy didn't want to tell anybody.
Right.
That cowboy didn't want to tell anybody that he wants to fuck her. That's the problem. That's
and
the guy
also,
that will kill her. Yeah.
There's a lot of them that wouldn't be able to discern whether or not she's and if she's pre or post, we don't know.
They don't
get that far in the dark.
No.
But if she's pre and she goes to get this cowboy and he's not so fucking understanding and finds what he doesn't,
you never know.
Holy fuck, that could have ended
like,
so
nope,
terribly.
Nope, go get him. Nope.
Go get him. Go
doesn't
get that cowboy.
Like
he's a ruffian if you like it rough.
Holy shit. Not like me though, because I don't like it rough. I just like vagina.
I hate it.
Did I mention how much I love pussy?
God, I hate cock.
I hate cock.
Tastes terrible.
Damn it.
I mean.
So with your terrible tasting cocks out there.
Yeah.
Watch the Twin Flames documentaries.
Give it a run. Yeah.
Because you will be awfully angry at these people.
See if you don't hate him as much as we do. My
Absolutely.
God, I want to fight him. Yeah.
And everyone on Earth call her Megan. Fuck her.
Forever.
Forever. Okay, Megan. Sure, Megan.
Inbox him on Instagram and ask him if he's gay.
If you're a guy, if you're gay and you find him attractive, inbox him and see if he'll fuck you. Because
try it. Tell him you're twin flames.
You know what? Don't do that though, because if you're listening to us, you're way too cool for that asshole. So don't
you
please
be a part of that. Yeah,
please,
leave it
don't
alone.
Be a, you're way too smart for that dickhole. But
it's coming for him. His downfall is certainly coming, and it's going
to
be glorious. It's
going
to be glorious.
Yep. But he'll figure out. Some those people are so snowed. Some of them that.
Yeah.
Who knows? So, I don't know. Stay away from cults, people.
True.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for all that you do for us. Yeah. And if you don't want to be a dude, you don't have to be. Also, another thing.
Just be you.
Just be you. And there's plenty of people out there, and you
there
don't need
is.
These assholes to tell
right?
you where to find any of them. Thank you so much for what you do for us. Thank you for your money and everything else. Honestly,
yeah,
we appreciate
amazing.
The shit out of it. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.